Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Wrists are relaxed and the hands are relaxed on your lap. Your jaw is relaxed. Your cheeks, temples relaxed. Your forehead relaxed. Around your eyes, eyeballs are relaxed. Both sides of nose are relaxed and the lips are relaxed and the tongue is relaxed. Gum and the teeth relaxed. All the face is relaxed. Two ears relaxed. Inside of ears, behind of ears are relaxed. Sorry. Behind of neck is relaxed. Both sides of neck is relaxed. Front side of brain is relaxed. And whole brain is relaxed. All hairs are relaxed. Pineal gland is relaxed. Pineal gland is located at the very top of your head. It's same as the seventh chakra. You can imagine this chakra is open up like a flower just bloomed. And now, the beautiful light is coming down from the sky and come into this flower. And come down, the light is coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine. And continue to be down and down and down into the ground. Beautiful light. From top of you, the universe, to the very center of the planet. And you are the between. And receive this light to the planet through your own flower. So by keeping this image in your mind, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. You start sensing the space around you. Instead of focusing on one point, just look at everything at the same time like that, like now, like this. You can use So all five senses, much more than usual. Do you know why? Because when you stop excluding things, you start including everything. You don't need to be scared at your own sensitivity. You can smell more. You can see more. You can listen to more. And now slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing, keeping the sense of the space, and at the same time, looking at your breathing, a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. You observe it. You observe your breathing, you observe your space, and you observe all the thoughts and the emotions and feeling in your mind. As long as you notice there is an observer here, you can do so many things at the same time. You can do everything at the same time. Meaning, you start living fully. You know the space. You know there are so many thoughts and emotions around and floating, and at the same time, tiny amount of air coming in and out. You might smell the air. You might notice the sweetness around the entrance of nostrils. Now let's try to control our breathing a little bit. You can do it by your own pace. After you inhale, you retain a little bit and exhale. And while you are retaining, you can say thank you. Thank you, God. I receive grace. Thank you, God. I receive life force. Thank you, God. I accept the healing. Course in Miracles teaching us that cause and effect, the law of cause and effect is just one. Cause is love and effect is love. But what does it mean? Cause is love. What is love? If you want to solve your problem, if you want to start some new self-discipline, you need a cause. You need a right motivation. So what is your right motivation? What is love? We can say our motivation should be gratitude. Gratitude is an expression of our understanding that we have everything. Everything is given to us. So thank you, God. I'm fulfilled. Thank you, God. You gave me abundance. Thank you, God. I'm peace itself. So when you set up your motivation with gratitude, you won't fail. You won't fail any kind of project, any kind of dream, any kind of desire. You will succeed. So don't chase anything. Just stop here and receive the grace. And express your appreciation just by saying it. Okay, come back to normal breathing and relaxed. So you are sensing the space around you. This space is a kind of a symbol of your mind. In this mind, everything is there. You have to have a peaceful relationship with each of them. You have to have your peaceful, joyful relationships with anything in your mind. Let's do it. First, pick up one person you can love easily and deeply. Imagine the person is in front of you. Of course, the person's image is in your mind. So you love this person. You really, really want this person's happiness, and you really want to be happy with this person. You want to be happy, and you want to be peaceful with this person. You like to keep the peace in your mind all the time being with this person. That's why you and this person have their all the time peaceful mind being with you. So first, give yourself such kind of identity with this prayer. Peace be to me, the Holy Son of God. I am the part of God. I am the child of God. So I am the peace itself. Peace be to me, the Holy Son of God. And peace to my brother, this person, who is one with me. We are having the holy, peaceful, lovely relationships here. I am peace. I am the Holy Son of God. This person is peace itself, who is the one with me. We are so peace because our mind is joining right now. Now then, our prayer goes like this. Let all the world be blessed with peace through us. Let all the world be blessed with peace through us. So where is the all the world? Behind you. In your mind. We put everything behind us, whatever we don't want to see. So all the people you separated before, you hate or you dislike, you don't like to see, you don't like to think of, they are all in your mind and standing behind you. So now, only one person in front of you and all others are behind. So with this prayer, observe the people behind you, one by one, come to the front. Okay, first you say, peace be to me, the Holy Son of God, and peace to my brother, who is one with me. And let all the people be blessed with peace through us. So one by one, people move to the front and receive your blessing, joining your peace. You may feel it's chaos. Yes, so many people, so many images of people come out of your mind because so many just dash into the front. So many people in the front of you, and you see the light and peace in them. And even though you cannot image, I have the exact image, and still some people left behind, but you know all the light and the peace expand all the directions. Every one of them receive the light of you and your brother or your sister. You can't be the light of the world, maybe not, but if you are with somebody, you are the light of the world. Let observer see your mind. Let your five senses open. How you sense this peaceful mind? Everyone is forgiven here. Everyone is accepted by you. You accept your mind. You accept the gift God gave you. So now you gradually aware of the truth about you. That is, you are so loved. You are so protected. You are so taken care of. Everyone is blessing you as you are blessing them. This is your wisdom. Which knows, who knows, you are loved so much. You are protected completely, perfectly. See, the truth is not in your mind. Truth just happens, appears when you accept all your mind, all the people in your life. So whenever you notice you are chasing something, or you are struggling from a sense of lack, or a guilty feeling, or anger or fear, and so on, please remember this feeling. Peace be to me. The Holy Son of God. Peace to my brother, who is one with me. And let all the world be blessed with peace through us. Let all the people be blessed with peace through us. I am not strong by myself, and you might not be strong by yourself, but we are strong. We are the world of the light of the world. And this is one and only way to receive the peace. Find the truth of you. So now remember, see a beautiful, pretty flower at the top of your head. And remember, see a beautiful light reaching the very center of the planet, and you are firmly grounded. Then once more, this is the prayer of this week. Peace be to me, the Holy Son of God. Peace to my brother, who is one with me. Let all the world be blessed with peace through us. This is course from Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 360. Now put your head down slowly and come out of meditation, please. Thank you for sharing. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be back to you. Thank you. So if you have a time, please stay here and receive the healing. Thank you.